And next is our children's moment with Miss Sandy. And today is Heifer Sunday. See back cover, it says. Monies raised from the offering go to foreign missions on behalf of our church and help purchase farm animals for those in third world countries. Thank you for your generosity to those in need. Here's Sandy.
I got something to show you. Don't smell it. Just look at it. It's a shirt, and it has a symbol on it. See that? What is it? Nike. Everybody knows the symbol of Nike. What is it? What's their slogan they use? Huh? A check? Well, yeah, it is a check. What is it that you always see them or hear them say? Whenever you see the Nike, I even know this. Just do it. Right. Just do it. Okay? Nike is one of the world's leading manufacturers of sports equipment. They started out with shoes. Now they do everything. And they do it around the world. You can go anywhere in the world and see a Nike symbol or a Nike shoe, Nike shirt. You even see it on little babies. And they're so cute in them. So what does it mean, just do it? Huh? What does it mean, just do it? Do it, do it, do it. Okay. One of their slogans, like I said, is just do it. And what they say is, don't talk about it, just do it. Don't talk about running, just do it. Don't talk about basketball, just do it. So, you get the idea, don't you? Yeah, you really are interested in this, aren't you? One day, Jesus was with the disciples, and they asked him to teach him how to pray. Jesus didn't just tell them to get on their knees, fold their hands, close their eyes, bow down, and pray. Do you think he said that to them? No. He always inspires them. So after giving them a sample, he said to them, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and the door will open to you. So in other words, Jesus told the disciples that the most important rule was to just do it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. When we come to church, we talk a lot about prayer, don't we? We pray about for things. When someone is sick, we say we need to pray that they get well. When someone has medical financial problems, we say we need to pray for the poor. When there is a war in the world, we say we need to pray for peace. We talk a lot about prayer, but what we really need to do is just do it. In fact, I think I should stop talking and just do it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you heal those who are sick. We ask you to provide food for those who are hungry. We ask you to bring peace where there is war. We ask these things because you are the one who gives us every good gift. And you have told us that everyone who asks receives. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So just do it.